Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mary Hollis, your director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. I hope that everyone is keeping warm. This seems to be one of the coldest day and night, and I hope that all of you are nice and warm and cozy. We are having a little bit of technical difficulty. I can't see who's calling in tonight, so I'm going to keep talking. So I hope that you will be able to hear me loud and clear. And I'm just going to continue to talk through the show. I won't be able to play the music like I normally do. But it seems like the cold is causing the website AT&T to have some problems tonight, once again. But tonight we want to talk about encouragement. Throughout the next few months, if you're going to the holiday, Thanksgiving holiday, as well as Christmas, and I notice the time that sometimes we have holiday blues. And we need some words of encouragement. But these encouragement words are not just for you. It's for a friend. It's for a neighbor, church member, or anyone else that you can encourage as well. Tonight I want to encourage you, but I want you to go out there and start encouraging others, because this will help you to get through the Thanksgiving and Christmas. To hook me up, the Blog Talk Radio, but it seems like they didn't mute their phone. What I'm going to do, callers, I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Seems like she forgot her phone. I am going to hang up and dial back in, and I'm hoping that I will be connected with you. None of you have an extra house phone. If you will just call into my cell phone, who has my cell phone, let me know that you're hearing me okay. But I'm going to hang up and dial back in again. Hello, callers, once again. I hope that you can still hear me. I have to call out, hang up and call back in again. It seems like it's not the blog website this time. It seems to be AT&T. You know, when the weather is cold, we have so many different problems with Georgia Power and different companies. But I'm hoping that you hear me clearly. I won't be able to play the music tonight, or I can't even see who are calling in, but I hope that you're there and you can hear me. Once again, we're going to talk about encouragement tonight. Encouraging, I want to encourage you tonight as well as I want you to go out and encourage others. During this time, Thanksgiving holiday and also Christmas holiday, many of us have difficulties getting through these holidays. Sometimes we need a little bit of uplifting. So next few months I'll be doing a lot of encouragement. And I also want you to be strong and encouraged to go out and encourage others too, your neighbors, your relative, friend, church member, or even coworker. And I would like to start with, I am strengthened and inspired by the Spirit. When learning to fly, a bird often needs prompting from its mother to try again if it has fallen. Life has its challenges, but even when we feel defeated, we should not allow discouraging thoughts to hold us down. God is our greatest support, and we should be inspired by the encouragement to persevere. Deep at the center of our being lies a powerful powerhouse of encouragement. In prayer, we turn away from self-defeating thoughts and tap into the divine spark in our hearts that burns with optimism and fuel to move forward. From this higher vantage point, setbacks become stepping stones. Just try using those feet of yours and stepping stones. Spread your wings with confidence. Nothing can hold us back. The Spirit uplifts us and carries us forward. The scripture that goes with this, we will not fear, though the earth shall change, though the mountain shakes in the heart of the sea. That's Psalms 46:2. Encouragement. You hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them, and you listen to their cry. If you have read Psalms 40, the first verse always says, the first verse says in Psalms 40, I've waited patiently and unexpectedly for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. Your Heavenly Father hears your cry. He's never too tired, never too busy, never too distracted. So during these holidays, just keep in mind of those things. He will always be there. You don't need any disappointment. An appointment. He's always listening, always encouraging. So cry out to him. Share everything with him. Those things that cause your pain, those things that bring you joy, let him in your heart, your secret, and hopes, and your hopes. He will never fail you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Think of ways to encourage one another. Because if you allow yourself to be encouraged, then you can go forth and encourage others. Think of ways to encourage one another to outbursts of love and good deeds. Hebrews 10:24. The great thing about Christian community is that we inspire each other in this Christian walk. If you are a Christian, that is your duty. Haven't you caught someone red-handed in some kind of faithful act and felt inspired? How many times your faith has been spotted and someone made a better choice next time because they saw the choice you made. That's the wonder of rubbing elbows in there together. Faith alone strengthens you, but faith gathers, inspires more faith. So just know that it is important that you encourage someone else during this holiday season, and that will encourage you. I have some more encouraging words coming from different scriptures of the Bible. One is coming from Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you are. Just know that. Be encouraged. Here is some more scripture I found with encouraging words. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. May the Romans, and that was Romans 12:8. Romans 15:5 says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus did. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 7:13. By all this we are encouraged. In addition to our own encouragement, we were especially delighted to see how happy Titus was because his spirit has been refreshed by all of you. Second Thessalonians chapter 2:16. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God, our Father, who loves us and his grace gives us eternal encouragement and good hope. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the heart of the people and have completely, this other one here is coming from Hebrews 12:5. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose your heart when he rebukes you. And here's another one coming from Hebrews 12:14. This is about warning and encouragement. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And I would also like to read something that Joel Osteen, in one of his Today's Words, every day is a gift. And it is a gift, so that's why we should be encouraged and be blessed. Teach us to number our days that we may gain heart of wisdom. That's coming from Psalms 90:12. Have you stopped to consider today is a special day? Even today hasn't gone above, it has been in the 30s all day. It's been cold. But every day is a blessed day. If you woke up, you're able to smell, you're able to see, you're able to breathe. Yes. So that should be encouragement to each one of us. Have you stopped and considered that today is a special day, gift from God? Sometimes our day can be so full and busy that we forgot how fragile life really is. The little things tries to creep in and steal our peace and our joy. Maybe something doesn't go the way or someone says something upsetting. Even traffic can cause you to lose focus if you let it. We have to remember that each day is ordained by the Almighty God. If we choose to focus on the wrong things, we will miss the blessing that each day has to offer. Stay focused. Be encouraged. Today, don't let the precious moments of life pass you by. Don't wait for holidays and birthdays to show people that you care. This holiday means so much to all of us. But let someone else be encouraged and show them how important this holiday can be to them as well when they're not feeling their best, lonely. Remember, each day is unique and irreplaceable. You can't rewind the day. You can rewind some of your instances. You can think about stuff that you've done, but you cannot rewind the day. It's going forward. You can look back and think about things that you've done, but you can't rewind the day that just passed. You have been given time that you can be invested or wasted, hours that can't be used or misused. That is why we must pray to God and ask Him, teach us to number our days and appreciate our days. Teach us the value of every moment that we have, that He has given us. Appreciate it. Yes, sometimes I'm discouraged, but I fight those thoughts in my mind, and I begin to call on the name of Jesus to keep those thoughts away from me, because we all are weak. Sometimes we fall, but just know that you can get up. Be encouraged, and the more you encourage others, this will help you to get through these holiday weekends, these holidays that it's coming up. But that's all I have tonight as far as encouragement. I hope that you were able to hear me on the air tonight. I have some announcements. The Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, we are having a workshop on December 6th from 9 to 12. We have added some hours to that because we're going to combine the caregiving. Some of us are caregivers and have been caregivers, need some encouragement too. If you're having any kind of difficulty getting through the holiday, or if you know someone, invite them to the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church on December 6th from 9 to 12:30. If you can't come to all of it, come to and be a part of this workshop for a while. It is very encouraging. We will have professional counselors for adults and children at this event. And also we have a special dance group that will be performing. Never Dance Alone Line Dance Group will be performing at this event. Please be there and enjoy the workshop as well as this group. You will be blessed, and it will help you to be encouraged in getting through these holidays. We're also planning our trip for next year, and it seems like the majority wants to go to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm still working on the details, so I'll be getting back to all of you. I'll also call you on the calling post, as well as texting you. So correct conferencecall.com information. And that'll be coming up. I will want to get that information to you before Thanksgiving, so I'm going to try to do that at the beginning of next week, that we will have a conference call for about an hour to go, or less, maybe 45 minutes, just to go over the details about our trip. And I'll have pretty much the full detail at that time. So we only have a few more minutes left for our show. I'm trying to see what other... Oh, yes. We're also going to have to make a change on where we're having our Christmas gathering. I went today to check on Hilton Hotel at Stonecrest Mall, and they no longer have where you can come in and have a large group to come in and have breakfast there. Only their guests can have large groups. So we're going to have to find another location. Please, if you have any ideas for a breakfast or maybe brunch somewhere, I'm trying not to find a place that is so expensive because we have so many different things to do during the holidays, so many different parties that we have to go to, and also buying gifts for family and friends. So if you have any suggestions, please give me a call, and I will check into it. But we have to find a new location. We have been there over 5 years going down. We have had a great time, but things must change sometimes. So I will be working on that in the next few days, finding another location. So always know that I'm available for any questions, comments. And that is all I have tonight. I won't be able to play the music because of the problems we're having with the website. Again, not really with AT&T. The Blog Talk Radio support customer service was able to log me on. I can't see you or see the numbers like I always do and play the music. But I hope that you enjoyed the words of encouragement, and just know that you'll be a blessing to someone else if you encourage them, just knowing that we need to encourage each other. God wants us to love each other and take care of each other in any way we possibly can. Be blessed and have a great week, and hopefully that we will have less and less problems throughout the future on this website. I'll have to call AT&T tomorrow and see what's going on, and how can I also avoid this on their end as well. Love you and be blessed, and tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.